Chapter 22. Silence. It was dark and getting darker. Soon, even the few silhouettes against the sky would disappear into the blackness. There were the sounds of insects, a constant chirping. The night belonged to them. It belonged to little things with green and black bodies that knew their way through the tall grass. I listened for the sounds of a firefight. I listened for the sounds of voices. What had happened? Were the Kongs gone? Were our guys down? The sounds replayed through my head. There had been fire in our direction, then the sound of a 60. Was it Johnson 60 or something they had? Were both sides waiting for the other to make a move? Perry! Pee-wee's voice in the darkness nearly stopped my heart. Here! What's going on? I don't know. Silence. Were the Kongs creeping up on us? Could they see in the dark? Could they wrap the shadows around themselves and make themselves invisible? Pee-wee! What? Let's open up. Let the squad know we're still here. They gotta know already. Pee-wee was closer. I was glad he was closer. I wanted to touch him.
How do you know that? They know we ain't there. We gotta be someplace.
Pee-wee said.
Yeah. Let's just keep quiet and shoot the shit out of anything that come near us.
Okay. I touched the safety. Changed clips. I put a frag grenade in front of me. I had three. I'd use two and save one for myself if it came to that. I remember hearing stories about what the Kongs did to prisoners. I thought about Kenny. He was afraid of the dark. We were all afraid of the dark. Pee-wee put his hand on my wrist.
What is it?
I whispered.
Nothing,
he whispered back. He kept his hand on my wrist. I moved my hand and took his. We held hands in the darkness. I tried to get the possibility straight in my mind. Maybe the squad had called in reinforcements. No way they overran the squad. No way. You didn't overrun Johnson. Johnson was the man. Johnson would kick some ass. Him and his 60 would sing.
Yea, though I walked through the valley. Then where were they? They had to know we were over here. They wouldn't leave us.
Voices. Vietnamese voices. Pee-wee let go of my hand and I knew he was checking out his piece.
Pee-wee. We get the direction of the voices, then go the other way. Bet.
The voices were coming up from the stream. We weren't going away from the stream. No way. They were coming nearer.
Think.
Think. Don't think. React. I opened up toward the voices. Pee-wee followed me.
Skirmish spray,
he called to me. In the darkness, he had moved a little away from me. I did what he said. I sprayed fire down toward the stream in as even a line as I could. There was some confusion. I could hear a number of voices. Then they returned our fire. They were long.
Perry, I see them.
Pee-wee was making his way over toward me.
How many? A million of them. Damn.